I want to quote you a line from Shakespeare that I found life-changing. It comes from Twelfth Night, and it goes to the very heart of what it is to be a Jew. He says, some are born great, some achieve greatness, but some have greatness thrust upon them. I realized at a pretty early age, I wasn't born great, and I wasn't going to achieve greatness. But at a certain point in my life, at university, I suddenly realized that if you're a Jew, you have greatness thrust upon you. How so? How so? Because we are the heirs of the descendants of the most influential man who ever lived, Avraham Avinu, claimed today as the ancestor in faith of 2.4 billion Christians, 1.6 billion Muslims, and a few of us, most of whom are here tonight. Here is a man who wore no crown, ruled no empire, commanded no great army, performed no miracles, and delivered no prophecies, but who changed the world by his faithful willingness to follow the call of God. We're the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu, whom Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the inspiration of the French Revolution, called the greatest lawgiver in the history of humankind. We are the descendants of David HaMelech, not merely Israel's greatest king, but the greatest religious poet in all of history. We are the heirs of the prophets, the world's first social critics, the first people to speak truth to power. I tell you something, Jews didn't innovate once, they innovate in every single generation. And even though some of those figures were not particularly religious, every one of them maintained that essential Jewish idea that you change the world not by the idea of power, but by the power of ideas. And that's what Judaism is. We are the people whose heroes are teachers, whose citadels are houses of study, and whose passion is learning and the life of the mind. And here is the problem. You see, this is why every one of you matters. Because today there are, Kenei Hara, 13 or so million Jews. It's a handful. It's not the problem. The problem is that wherever you look around the world, between 1 in 2 and 2 in 3 young Jews is walking away from Judaism. And that hurts. I'll tell you why it hurts. Jews have been around a long time. We've been around twice as long as Christianity, 3 times as long as Islam. We have been around longer than almost any other nation. We have been scattered to every country in the world. We have known in those centuries every fate from the height of triumph to the depths of tragedy. And yet never before in Jewish history, ever, have we had two things that we have simultaneously today. Sovereignty and independence in Medinat Yisrael, and freedom and equality in the diaspora. There were times when we had one, but we never had both before. And today, when every single prayer that your Bubba and Zayda, your grandparents and their grandparents ever prayed back to 100 generations, every one of those prayers has been answered. And what are we doing? We're walking away. That is bad. That hurts. And that is why when I was a student, I said, I can't be part of this. I'm going to get more Jewish, not less. I had no intention of being a rabbi, the last thing in my mind. But I made a decision. I can't be one of those who walks away. And if you make that same decision, that you're going to be more Jewish, not less, you will together change the course of Jewish history. Now, you know and I know that it isn't easy to be Jewish. There are all those laws, all that learning, all those restraints. Everything today is an algorithm. Long ago, in a lonely desert, at the foot of a mountain in Sinai, God entrusted a people, a small, fractious, obstinate people, with nothing particularly to distinguish them, but he gave them an algorithm. It was called Torah. And that algorithm turned them into the most remarkable, tenacious, fate-defying people the world has ever known. How it works, I don't know. But that it works, I do know. And you are about to embark on a future. Every one of you has dreams and plans. And you're about to enter a future in which nothing
is predictable.
The world is changing faster than ever before, and it gets faster every year, and you will need certain strengths to come through and thrive and succeed. And let me tell you from personal experience what that algorithm of Torah will do to your life. Number one, it will strengthen all your key relationships. You cannot get through life and find happiness and success on your own. All the studies show that your success and your happiness depend on the strength and quality of those relationships, and that is the first thing Judaism will do for you. Number two, all success depends on habits of discipline and willpower. Halakha, Jewish law, is the world's greatest ongoing seminar in discipline and willpower. Number three, if you want to avoid burnout mid-career, you have to find and keep Shabbat, the world's greatest seminar in work-life balance. That is the power of Shabbat today. In Moses' day, freedom from the slavery to Pharaoh. Today, freedom from tyranny to social media and email. Number four, happiness is a matter of gratitude with attitude. And when you live as a Jew, what are the first words you say every morning? Mode ani. You thank before you even think. You live a life that way, and you will have a lifetime of satisfaction. Number five, Judaism will keep your mind active for a lifetime, because to be a Jew has to be a moment of lifelong learning. I was rushed into hospital 20 years ago with a life-threatening condition. I didn't, just rushed straight from my doctor almost immediately to hospital. Had an operation, saved my life. I was just coming round from the anesthetic, and there's a knock on my hospital door. It's an 80-year-old Jew with a volume of Gemara under his arm saying, "Oh, I heard you were here, Rabbi Sachs. I thought we could learn Gemara together. I'm trying to die," and he wants to learn Gemara. I tell you, that will keep you learning and growing through a lifetime. Number six, whatever you do in life, you will need an internal moral code. You need the inner voice that says no. And that is what Judaism teaches you. And number seven, for happiness, for success, for resilience, you need a sense of identity. You need to know who you are, of what story you are a part. We are not some free-floating atom in space blown by every wind. To be a Jew is to be part of the greatest story on earth. These seven things won't make a small difference to your life. They will make all the difference to your life. They are all part of that remarkable algorithm that turned Jews into the most resilient, creative, transformative people the world has ever known. And yes, we may not be born great, we may not achieve greatness, but if we're Jewish, we have greatness thrust upon us. And yes, it's hard to be a Jew. It needs effort of dedication and will, but it's the hard things that make you strong. It's the hard things that give you pride. It's the hard things that make you feel most vividly alive. I made that decision at your age, and now you must make that decision. Change yourself, and you begin to change your world. I promise you, years from now, you will look back and say that was the best decision you ever made. So let us together take this unique moment of independence and sovereignty in Medinat Yisrael, of freedom and equality in the diaspora, and let us really live proudly as Jews, true to our faith, a blessing to others regardless of their faith, and let us go and change the world together. Thank you.